the issue at hand is, what does the CBA say in regard to Lubow's no-move clause in his contract?
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. And it has nothing to do with the Islanders. It could have been any other of 29 teams. When Lubow was informed of the move, he called me, and immediately I called into question the no-move clause in his contract. So it comes down to, is the no-move clause in his contract enforceable? And this can't be settled at between a general manager and an agent. This is going to be done at the CBA level. And it's nothing more than that. So it really has nothing to do with any of the personalities or teams involved.
Okay, Neil, now let's make sure I have some facts straight, because this is what I heard. First of all, when he was initially traded from L.A. to Edmonton in 2008, I guess it was 2 days before his protection was going to kick in. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, Edmonton then traded him to Anaheim, and it was explained to me, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, because I admit the vagaries of the CBA sometimes throw me. I was under the impression that Edmonton has to agree to pick it up and didn't, so they were within their rights to trade him. Is that correct?
With all due respect, that you're talking about issues that need to be settled at the CBA level between the NHL and the NHLPA, and for me to comment on that would be wrong.
Okay, if I could just follow up with one more. Sorry, Sam. Can you explain what the grievance is then?
Well, the grievance is that he has a no-move clause in his contract.
Okay.
And there's a procedure in which to follow if he is moved. That procedure wasn't followed. So there are arguments, and right now we believe that the NHLPA would prevail, and as far as getting into the merits of the case, this isn't the forum in which to discuss it.
So, Neil, when a player moves and his contract moves with him, in this particular case, the no-movement clause that you refer to, does that also move as part of something on paper agreed to and signed by all parties? And is this common practice for these types of deals and when these contracts move?
Well, once again, there are many different ways of talking about what's common and what isn't. This is just an issue that is, the Anaheim Ducks feel that they were within their right, and we don't think they are. That's all, and nothing more than that. So we have to, there's a process that's defined in the CBA in how to resolve these matters. And what we're doing is we're following up on that. I do think, right when Lubow was informed of the trade, he informed me, and immediately I let the team know that we believe that I'm here to enforce his no move clause. So it was done immediately, expeditiously, whatever way you want to look at it. It just happens to be coming out now publicly. That's all.
Okay, and so this has been in the works then for some time.
Draft day back.
The 29th?
June 23rd.
23rd, yeah.
It was a
yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Prior to the trade being announced, there was discussion, and it was my position at that moment and prior to the trade being announced that the no-move clause, that I would enforce his no-move clause.
Neil, when he was traded from Edmonton to Anaheim, did the Oilers ask him to waive it?
Once again, you're going to get into, discussion and things that will be brought out, in an arbitration hearing. Mm-hmm. And so this is really nothing of substance that I'm going to comment on at this point.
The fact that the CBA is currently being worked on, a new one, does that cloud the issue at all?
I don't think so. I think, the CBA is what it is, and we have to go on, you know, the rules are the rules based on the prior CBA. If there's any ambiguity, then the process is arbitration, in which you try and resolve these issues, and this is one of the, this happens to be one of those times.
Have you been given a date yet for a hearing, Neil?
I have not, but I know that's in the works, but I do not know. It has not been scheduled yet, as of yet.
I'm curious to know, Neil, at any point did Anaheim or the Islanders come back to you and say, you know, would you be willing to waive here if we wanted to do this deal? Was that approach tried?
No, nothing's been discussed. I think at this point, see, Lubomir Vyshnovsky's been in the league a long time. Mm-hmm. And when he signed his contract, the benefit of the bargain was that he would have this no-move clause, and now he's 36 years of age, and he feels that there's a procedure that should be followed. It wasn't followed, and so he wants to enforce his rights. My job is here to enforce his rights.
Okay, and just my final question for you, Neil, is I've been told today by a couple of people that there is an understanding, or there's something in the CBA, and I was looking at it, that explains that if a player is dealt before his no-trade kicks in, it has to be an agreement between him and the team for it to carry through to the new club. Do you dispute that?
All these issues will be brought up in an arbitration hearing, and an arbitrator will decide what is fact and what isn't.
That's interesting.
Can you quickly give us a rundown of what the hearing would be like, who would be present, and how things get presented there?
Well, obviously, whoever would be there to represent the Anaheim Ducks. I guess certainly the league would be there. The NHLPA would be there. I would be there representing Lubomir Vyshnovsky, and all the facts would be heard, and then an arbitrator would make a decision.
Would the Islanders be present?
My guess is, they could be. I don't see, if they wanted to be, I don't think this is an issue about the Islanders. I'm not sure what their role would be, but because it's not about the New York Islanders.
I can tell you one thing I can bet, Neil, is that signing Ryan Suter was a lot more fun.
Well, you know what? When you're in the business, my job is to enforce players' rights and their CBA rights, which have been negotiated between the league and the NHLPA, I take the good and the not so fun either.